The Fiery Furnace, Daniel 3. Daniel's friends are thrown into a blazing furnace.
King Nebuchadnezzar made a statue that was covered with gold. It was 90 feet tall and 9 feet wide. He set it up on the flatlands of Dura, near the city of Babylon. At that time, some people who studied the heavens came forward. They spoke against the Jews. They said,
King Nebuchadnezzar, may you live forever. You commanded everyone to fall down and worship the gold statue. You told them to do it when they heard the horns, flutes, zithers, lyres, harps, pipes, and other musical instruments. If they didn't, they would be thrown into a blazing furnace. But you have appointed some Jews to help govern Babylon and the towns around it. Their names are Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They don't pay any attention to you, King Nebuchadnezzar. They don't serve your gods, and they refuse to worship the gold statue you have set up.
Nebuchadnezzar burned with anger. He sent for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they were brought to him.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, is what I heard about you true? Don't you serve my gods? Don't you worship the gold statue I set up? You will hear the horns, flutes, zithers, lyres, harps, pipes, and other musical instruments. When you do, fall down and worship the statue I made. If you will, that's very good. But if you won't, you will be thrown at once into a blazing furnace. Then what god will be able to save you from my powerful hand?
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king.
King Nebuchadnezzar, we don't need to talk about this anymore. We might be thrown into the blazing furnace, but the God we serve is...